Hey, I'm Scott Hanselman. I'm here with Phil Hack, former employee, but now actually, in fact, an MVP for your work in open source and C#.
That's right.
So there's been a number of changes as we evolve the Microsoft MVP program. And, you know, in the past, we added the ability to become an MVP based not just on your advocacy, but also your open source work.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're changing it even more to have a little more agility in the program.
That's right. Yeah, I'm really excited about the changes. I was looking at them, and it seems like it's adding a lot more and not really taking anything away that I could see. And as an example, like the fact that open source contributions now count. You know, you don't have to just go on the forums or just give talks. But the things that you do in the open source community will factor in. So if you contribute to a project that benefits, you know, like we were talking about earlier, you mentioned SharePoint. If I contribute an open source module to SharePoint, that, you know, maybe the SharePoint team would count that as a contribution. Or if I'm doing generic, you know, .NET libraries open source, that would, you know, contribute to the .NET community. The idea that, like, we're actually recognizing people and the breadth of experience they have is really interesting.
I think in the past, people have thought that MVPs are kind of mini evangelists, and that's not the intent, right? The MVP award is an award for doing great stuff in the previous year, whether it be advocacy, it could be education, it could be great open source. And we do have a number of MVPs that are MVPs simply because they have a really great track record in delivering good open source products that help the community.
Yeah, and a lot of those, you know, do tie into a product in some way, right? Like, in some cases, it's just generally promoting .NET, right? Like, if there's a lot of good NuGet packages out there, I'm more likely to use .NET and C#.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of times, they're open source packages that that directly contribute to a specific product, right? Like, you know, if I do a lot of open source work in Elma or JSON.NET, you know, you might say, well, that really benefits the ASP.NET community.
Sure.
Maybe it, you know, goes in there. You know, it's recognized that people are multidimensional and not just one technology, right? Especially because there's always been those weird problem areas where you have like a language which is cross-cutting all these technologies. And I want to be able to provide input on the language, but I also build websites or I build WPF apps.
You know, I was an MVP for many, many years before I came into work for the Death Star. And I'm trying to make changes and work with people who want to make changes so that if I were an MVP, that I would be an MVP in a community that was the way I want it shaped, that was welcoming and supportive of our diverse interests.
Yeah, because like one of the things I brought up was in talking to people about this was, well, you know, there's teams like the ASP.NET team, the Roslyn team, who are doing all the development in the open on GitHub. And it's like, you know, it used to be this thing where like, oh, I'm an MVP, so I want early access.
Mm.
And it's like, well, there's no such thing when all the code is being checked right into GitHub.
Right.
So, some of the things they're doing to add value to it, because, you know, one of the questions I have asked myself is, well, you know, what value do I get out of being an MVP?
Mm.
But they're increasing engagement where, like, I can post videos on a Channel 9.
Mm-hmm.
And so I can teach people about how to use Git, for example, on Channel 9, and not have to require a Microsoft employee to do it for me.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's really cool. It's a great way for us to reach and kind of share our expertise with the broader community.
Very cool. Well, I hope that you appreciate and that you are excited about the changes that we're making as we evolve the MVP program to more reflect the reality of the community that we want to live in. We thank you a lot.